The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. Indeed, I'm live today. And we have a very interesting show, and it's a gorgeous day. And at least the show and the day are going to be full of expectations. Well, at least the day is going to be. The show is going to give you kind of, oh my God, what happened? What's going on? And so what am I doing? What am I talking about? Well, you know, I have to start with, I'm always here to help you. I'm here to give you information that you have the right to know about. And sometimes you're not going to get anyplace else except for me. You know, I pulled down on resources across the board, Dr. Rima's website many times. There's all kinds of other things out there, Dr. Joe Mercola's website. And I kind of put it together and I synthesize information, and these are very well researched. So the last couple of days, many of you have been aware that there's been some newly discovered by accident emails that have to do with Dear Dr. Fauci. And maybe a lot of the things that he's been saying for the last year and a half that have locked us all down may not be quite as credible as they were meant to be. So having said that, what I want you to know is that I'm a student. I'm somebody that goes in and reads constantly and has all kinds of interest in many things. But particularly since, you know, my primary field of interest going back 44 years ago is that when I graduated from the National University of Health Sciences in Chicago, I have a degree in chiropractic and I have qualifications in acupuncture and functional human nutrition, and it goes on. But all of that to be said is that when I see a patient, I ask questions. The questions are, why is that taking place? And, you know, through this whole 18 months of craziness, this twilight zone that we've been living in, it just hasn't made any sense to me. And there's a lot of doctors that I hang out with and that deal in this paradigm on an ongoing basis that are the same ilk. It doesn't make sense to them. So as I was reading through things over the last 3-4 days, I came an article that was just actually released today on Dr. Joe Mercola's website. And I said, yep, that's what it's all about. And I had promised myself that I would not get into the vaccine situation again or this COVID-19 thing again, simply because there's a few people out there that haven't liked what I said and they've taken issue with it. And they've actually reached out and formalize some complaints, because how dare I give you a different viewpoint? You know, I owe it to you to tell you the truth. So here's the deal. Number one, I'm going to start with saying, make sure that you get Dr. Mercola's The Truth About COVID-19. The subtitle is Exploring the Great Reset. Now, having said that, I don't get 5 cents from Joe Mercola, you know, doing that. So I want you to know that up front, but it's a very factual, straightforward information. You can go to his website, Mercola.com, and you can order it. Now, we deal with patients every day that come in with all kinds of neurological problems, from chronic pain patterns to memory issues to things that are triggered by autoimmune reactions and so forth at the Results Center offices. And there was a lot of tie-ins recently. And there was a great article. If you go on Mercola's website, you'll see it as an interview by Stephanie Seneff. She's a PhD, and she discusses the possible unintended consequences of the mRNA vaccines, which are the ones that are out there right now that all of you have been running off to get. So they talk about several things, and they're talking about, you know, first of all, the release of these vaccines, the unprecedented release in this emergency situation condition. And normally a vaccine 10 to 12 years before it gets out there. And there's only 2% of the ones that are researched and developed that are ever expected to make it through all the clinical trials, phase 2 or 3. Now, having said that, let's get into it, because we're not going to have a lot of time to discuss the whole thing, but I also want your questions. You can call me at 888-630-9625, or you can also send me a note at rtr@rosellcare.com. That's rtr@rosellcare.com. And by the way, this article, this interview, if you will, by Stephanie Seneff, Dr. Seneff, PhD, she's a senior research scientist at MIT. And that's probably one of the most prestigious institutions in the United States. And she's been there for 5 decades. So, you know, she's not a neophyte. She knows it. And she discusses the COVID-19 vaccines. Since 2008, her primary focus has been on, you know, looking at glycophosphates, Roundup, and sulfur and the damage, you know, and she's taken a really deep dive into all this nonsense. But, you know, so here's the deal, and here's her statements and Dr. Mercola's synopsis of this, and you can read this for yourself. And what they're projecting, which I find very interesting, and some of the suspicions that we've had when we're looking at all these things that are potentially ramifications, is there's going to be a significant death toll that will rise, and we'll begin to see it in the months and the years to come because of the vaccines. So they go on and give you some interesting data. They said 5 months into the vaccination campaign, you know, the data that's out there is scary as hell. It tells a very, very different story than what you've been encouraged to believe. You know, Seneff, you know, begins to cite all kinds of research showing that deaths are 14.6, and this is, I'm reading it straight from the site, more frequent during the first 14 days after the first COVID injection among people over the age of 60 as compared to people who are not vaccinated. I mean, really? Come on. This is crazy. This is totally extraordinary. So go on. And if you want to take a look at the data, it's sitting there. And, you know, I take my hat off to this researcher, this MIT professor, this PhD. And she says, you know, she immediately suspected glycophosphate, you know, when she started to see, you know, COVID-19. Why? I don't, well, she goes on to say, she said she's written a book on glycophosphate called The Toxic Legacy. And she devoted an entire chapter onto that. Now, remember what glycophosphate is. It's Roundup. And so it kills things, right? And particularly weeds and the like. So when you look at the statistics as there, you said, oh my God, right? They're really hitting you right in the head. And, you know, it's a country and, you know, across the board countries that can't get ahead of this thing. So it goes on and on. And she has some very interesting points that she makes, but she says, you know, and Seneff believes, you know, as Mercola does, that the COVID-19 vaccines will end up killing far more people than the disease itself. Think about that for a second. You've got one doctor, Dr. Joe Mercola, who has huge researchers. If you go down to the bottom of this article, the research data is amazing that he's drawing from, but also the information that she has in the background that she's put forth. And so when you say, oh my God, you know, and I'm taking something that is going to be monumentally more severe than the disease itself. Well, so he calls it an antibody cocktail. And, you know, what does that really mean? And so the conclusion is that the predominant SARS-CoV-2 variant has a lot of different mutations in the spike protein. Now, here's the problem. This is the thing that we're looking at. And anybody that has any kind of logical medical background says, you know, there's going to be a spinoff of this thing. And if you really take the time to look at what's taking place with this vaccine, it makes you wonder, you know, what's the next thing that's going to come about. So Seneff says that, and I'm going to quote her, I think the vaccines are doing the same thing. And she goes, you know, adding that among immune compromise, only 17% of the vaccinated individuals actually produce antibodies. 17%. So she goes on to say that, you know, these people may actually have drawn the short end of the stick and the antibodies may not work because their immune function is low and it allows the virus to build resistance and to mutate. Okay. The spinoffs, right? Here we go. So you need to know that. And she goes on to talk about, you know, immune compromised people and, you know, where this the glycophosphate is destroying people's immune system. Again, we're talking about, you know, the sprays and the Roundup and things that are there. And it gives an opportunity for the virus to change its identity. We call it mutation. And, you know, the vaccine, in her opinion, is going to accelerate that process because, you know, we're vaccinating people who are already immune compromised, you know, people across the board, all over the place. So she makes the statement that COVID-19 vaccines are a public health disaster. And Mercola goes on to, you know, support that. So here's, you know, what we said earlier. It takes about 12 years actually to develop a vaccine and to get it through trials, to get it through phase 2 and 3 clinical trials. This was out in warp speed. It was like less than a year was out there, right? And virtually impossible for this vaccine to be adequately tested. It's impossible. Can't do it, my friends. You can't see what the ramifications are. The reason it takes 10 to 12 years, they want to see what the long-term ramifications are. And when you see hundreds of millions of people that are being vaccinated around the world based on nothing more than preliminary evidence and efficacy, that should get your attention. You're smart people. Disturbingly, very upsettingly, getting your, oh my God, coming out of your mouth is that while sudden death is one of the apparent side effects, the vast majority of the side effects still will not be known for a decade to come. And I'm drawing from Mercola's data and Seneff. Seneff says this, and this is what really got my attention as I was going through it. She said that in the next 10 to 15 years, we'll see a spike in the prion diseases, autoimmune diseases, neurodegenerative diseases, and it's going to happen at a younger age. And we're going to see blood disorders such as blood clots and hemorrhaging and stroke and heart failure. Well, we already know that many people who are getting the vaccines are coming up with pericarditis and myocarditis. Those are inflammatory reactions to the tissue of the heart. Those are already happening. So she's taken it a different step. But here's a woman who has a huge, huge bandwidth relative to research and understanding. This is not Dr. Tom Rozelle telling you this. This is me looking as an interested doctor, a physician that's going in and saying, wow, you know, this makes sense to me. And I have an obligation to let my patients and my listeners on Dr. Tom Rozelle know this information. And basically, you know, going on to say it's a nightmare. And, you know, how can we let something like this happen? A vaccine is so unbelievably unnatural that it's a single-minded goal. It's, you know, it's to get your body to produce antibodies to the spike protein, right? Well, as we're going to go through, we're going to talk about what happens and why that could be a major problem. The RNA has been manipulated. It's not a natural process, not a natural RNA. Don't go away. I have so much more to tell you today as we go through the program. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. I'll be right back.
Know the news the minute you wake up. O'Connor and Company with Larry O'Connor, 5 to 9 a.m. on WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Indeed, I am. It's beautiful outside. I want to share information with you today. And, you know, I've managed to get myself in some problem situations over a period of the months of this craziness that we've lived in, this COVID nightmare, if you will. And because I've chosen to tell you factual data and the truth, and I've actually had people complain and try to go after me in a very personal way. However, having said that, I have a moral obligation, if you will, to tell you what's out there. That's just me. And over the last several days, I was looking at some data on Dr. Rima's website and Mercola's website and a couple others. And I came across an article by somebody called Dr. Stephanie Seneff. She's a PhD. She's a 5-decade researcher, doctor out of MIT, tremendous credentialing and so forth. And she brings up the point that this vaccine is going to be pretty awful. You know, then kicked off on top of the fact that they found some very interesting emails recently that from Dr. Fauci that kind of, you know, breaks down his credibility. So that's what we're doing today. I'm giving you data that is fully verifiable relative to where I got the data from. You can go to Mercola.com and read this. An interesting expose, if you will, on everything that's going on. Mercola's title at the top of it simply says that COVID vaccines may bring an avalanche of neurological diseases. And Dr. Senef's interview, which lasts over about an hour and 20 minutes, if you want to listen to it, the possible unintended consequences of the vaccines. So, you know, what we have to do is we have to understand what's going on and, you know, how this thing was released. These vaccines, first of all, there's a law that says as long as there are cures for something, that they can't force anybody or push it in any way to get vaccines as they're doing right now, where they're buying you to do things. Why are they? You know, the question becomes seriously, why? And, you know, she goes on and say it's a nightmare, you know, waiting to happen. And it's, in her opinion, it's taking place as we speak right now. She said, if you get injected with an RNA, you have enzymes, and then we know this how your immune system works in your body, and your tissues will immediately break it down. Your body knows it has to get rid of this foreign RNA. So what do you do with vaccine is make sure, you know, that your body can't get rid of it if you want it to be permanent, correct? Think about that for a second. So there's this, you know, lipid, you know, this thing that the RNA is encased in, this a protective outer coating that are very abnormal. They're weird in what they do and how they present themselves. And, you know, they're not natural. Some have cholesterol, you know, and build up in them. And they're it's designed, if you will, to look like something that's natural to your body so that your cells will say, oh, OK, it's cool. Let's take it in. And it's not being taken up by the ACE2 receptor, which is the thing that we are really concerned with. It's taken up the same way the virus is being taken up. Okay. It's totally different mechanism that brings this into the cell instead of its normal pathway. So you've gone past all of the membranes, the mucous membranes, mucosal membranes, and the virus gets into your lungs or any other cavity where there's a mucosal system, and it's going to hit the virus first. So the virus is going to trigger a natural response, if you will, and so forth. So we've got to go on. Let's talk about, you know, the vaccine and how it circumvents, if you will, healthy immune responses. And, you know, I want to say earlier, as I did before, you know, I'm just a clinician. I'm a guy that observes people. I look at what's taking place. We have a caller that's online I'm going to take as we come back after the break and wants to know a little bit about shedding. And we'll talk about that for a second and kind of explain that to you, which is something that's very, very important. But we're going to talk about the, you know, how long the effects may last. We're going to talk a little bit about how, you know, the vaccine kind of goes around, circumvents your immune response because your body's supposed to protect you. You know, Dr. Senef says that the synthetic RNA in the mRNA vaccine contains something called a nucleotide. And it's actually the terminology is called a methyl pseudo or pseudo ordine. And it's important that you understand what these things are. It's a protein. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how it manipulates your RNA. So don't go away. I got a lot of really interesting data to share with you. This is Dr. Tom Rozell. I'll be right back after some very important messages.
Dr. Tom Rozell Live continues now on 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozell. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. Hopefully you're going to enjoy the day because it's really very lovely outside. So we have information for you, and I hope I don't dampen your day. But, you know, you have a right to know. What are we talking about? We're talking about what I said that I wouldn't talk about again, and it's the vaccines, and only because of the fact that there's some data that came out, and I have references because apparently there's some people that decided to go after me personally because I was starting to give information that was out there. Having said that, I love you enough that I want you to know what really is out there so you as a very intelligent human beings can do your own research. Go to Joe Mercola. Go to Mercola.com and go to Dr. Rima's website, and you're going to find some data that we're talking about today. There's a doctor by the name of Seneff, and she's a PhD out of MIT, 5 decades, very well-known researcher, and she has a lot of things to say about the vaccine. Now, we're going to get back into that. We're going to talk about the vaccine and how it circumvents things, but the lasting effects that people are starting to come full circle with, and also some of the lies that have been told, you know, interesting information that's just come out from Dr. Fauci, right? Well, you know, I will let you draw your own conclusions on that. But meanwhile, I want to answer a question. Gentleman's been very patient. Keith, how may I help you, sir? Thank you for holding.
Hi, Dr. I have a question for you. I've read that vaccinated people can shed spike protein to unvaccinated people and cause possible harm. Dr. Rozelle, could you address this in any way?
Sure. So that's been out there for a while, and so it's called viral shedding is what you're referring to. And basically it's the release of a virus following either a reproduction of viruses in a host cell infection, basically, but also because of vaccines, because that's what takes place. The viruses may begin, and drop out of the cell in a lot of different ways. And that's probably the subject of a program that would last a couple hours. But the term shedding, if you will, from a single cell, from one part of the body to another part of the body takes place, but also from our nasal membranes and contacts, we begin to give it to other people. Shedding refers to, and what they want you to believe, it's a rare situations, rare incidences that come about because of ineffective, it's called virons, that have been shed after someone gets a vaccination. How rare that is, the data says it's not as rare as what they want you to think. So when somebody gets these vaccines, they can cause mutant types of shredding, not only of the original problem, the original SARS vaccine, but also mutant forms. So someone who has recently been vaccinated, what they're saying is that there's a possibility that these people can be as contagious with these other mutants, if you will, as someone who is in, who's carrying the virus. So people who have ended up with the vaccines probably, have to be more careful in the initial stages afterwards until it's done. How long the shedding goes on, I don't know. There's a lot of data out there. I would be giving you my opinion rather than actual data, but the data is out there that in fact the shedding does take place. There's a life cycle for all viral patterns, particularly influenzas, and this is no different than that. It's something that there's an entry of the virus, and then there's a duplication of it, then there's a late phase, and then the cell drops it gets rid of it. That's called the shedding process, but it happens with the vaccine apparently as well. So people who've had that have to be very careful. So, the term, again, is one that is used to describe right now in media of what may take place after you've had the vaccine. The drug companies want you to think that it's very rare and it's really a potentially ineffective virus that is post-vaccine shedding. So there's data that suggests that may not be true. So, but that's what it is. That's what shedding is. I would be, if in our world, my immune system is so strong, I'm not worried about COVID. I'm not worried about the flu. I'm not worrying about a cold. I'm not worried about shedding. But it's because we've taken care of ourselves and we've done it in a very, very specific way. However, you know, do your homework and just be really careful relative to the things that, you know, that you're doing. So, the vaccine produces all kinds of stuff. And we're going to get into that a little bit. We're talking about a interview that was done with Dr. Stephanie Sened, out of MIT, and has been reported both in Mercola's website and also, in Dr. Rima. And I saw it in a couple other things, but you know, everything is kind of coming bubbling up at this point. So we have to make sure that we're careful. You know, the COVID-19 vaccine circumvents healthy immune responses. And that's kind of interesting, right? It kind of goes around the back door. So synthetic RNA in the mRNA vaccine contains, as I said earlier, a nucleotide that the body can't break down as it's supposed to. And the RNA is a is programmed to trigger your maximum protein production. So we're looking at a completely untested manipulation of these mRNA. Remember, this came out real quick, where a normal vaccine takes 10 to 12 years to get through the marketplace. And there's only about 2% that really survive the trials. It's important to recognize that this is a genetically engineered mRNA in spike protein form. So the next question is, how long? You know, how long might the effects last, right? Well, the article was interesting. It says that the RNA is highly perishable, and so it gets past the enzymes that would normally break down the free mRNA. It's encased in a capsule. We called it a little earlier lipid protective coat, right? And the body recognizes this as being something that's normal to it. But the real worrisome thing is that there's potential for it to be part of the normal DNA. That's your map. That's who makes you you. And as Dr. Stephanie Seneff says, forever, not just temporarily, but forever. That's where we're saying this thing might get passed on, right? So there's a real worry about this thing, and it's a great potential for it to be integrated, as Dr. Seneff says, into your DNA. She says, if that happens, it will last your entire lifetime and you may pass this on to your offspring. I don't know about you, but that got my attention. So, you know, Dr. Tom's been doing a lot of reading over the weekend, and, you know, I thought I'd share some of that, you know, with you. So they talk about the spike protein, where that's what we've all heard, and, you know, from cells to lymph tissue to the spleen, which is part of the immune reaction that produces different types of cells in your body and so forth. There are all kinds of different immune cells that have different roles within your body. And, you know, we have to understand how this works and how it works well. You know, the spleen itself was the highest concentration of all the organs that were looked at when they did the animal studies, right, on this vaccine. The liver was the second. It wasn't the COVID-19 vaccine, but it was the messenger RNA vaccine. So it was the same concept, but different. And that's what we have to be, you know, very careful of. You know, pretty soon we start looking at, you know, as our reader or our listener just said, you know, of the potential shedding mechanisms that are there. And if you're a person who's producing these little shedding patterns, by the way, they're called exosomes, from the spleen and shipping them out, and there's no reason why you can't ship them out to your lungs. In fact, they've been shown exponentially that these exosomes do get released from the lungs. And this is from Dr. Seneff's interview. Again, this is not Dr. Tom Rozelle. This is Dr. Stephanie Seneff. So if you're breathing it in, you could be getting an increased risk. Interesting, right? So we have to be careful with shedding, both personally and also other people who have these situations. So this isn't a good thing. You know, if you stand back and you say, hey, we got a problem here, these proteins that are being developed from exosomes and so forth, it's not okay. So the question that we've all had too is, can these mRNA vaccines change your DNA? That's a big question. So getting back to the potential issue of gene editing, that means that your genes are susceptible to the environment. That's another term for that is called epigenetics. Typically, mRNA cannot be integrated directly into your genes. Okay, it doesn't work that way. That's not the way it's supposed to happen. And anybody that tells you, well, this doesn't get into your RNA, they're right. Because you need something called reverse transcriptase. This is how it would actually take place. This thing called reverse transcriptase takes your RNA and it converts that RNA back into DNA. It reverses the process, turns it around. That's how it works. So Dr. Senef discovered that there's a wide variety of these reverse transcriptase systems that are embedded in our own individual map called our DNA, right? Okay. So that's how it works. I'm giving you basic fundamental pieces of this so you can kind of get a grasp on it, but I want you to do your homework. I want you to go read and understand. It's not difficult to understand. So a long period of time, you know, we had the mantra that transcription, you know, is DNA to RNA to protein. But basically that's basic, you know, biology 101 going back to high school, college, DNA, RNA, protein. Then there's this guy, David Baltimore at MIT. This goes back into the early 70s, about 1970, and discovered reverse transcriptase. And he found it in retroviruses. And by the way, that's not balderdash, right? What he did is he won the Nobel Prize for that. Interesting. So it turns out that there's such a thing as, you know, that we can turn this damn thing around into the wrong direction. So as we go through, you know, we're creating a generation of super spreaders, going back to our caller. And that's why I didn't answer his question completely. Super spreaders. And that comes with my, oh my God, type of attitude. Now what's going to happen? Dr. Senef shows research that sperm has the ability to take outside exogenous mRNA, either from a virus or an mRNA vaccine, from the vaccine. How about that? Remember we said that we could spread this thing on? And the reverse transcribes into DNA and then produce these little things called plasmids, right? That basically are contained, that contain a clone DNA. They replicate it. But the sperm then releases these clone things around the egg, which takes them up. And, you know, the egg hangs on to these little guys and puts a new code into the cell, into the growing fetus, the growing human. So a man that's been vaccinated with COVID-19 vaccine could produce a child born with a genetic code to make a SARS-CoV-2 spike protein. So why isn't that okay? Well, because it ties it up completely. And now you become more susceptible and it's more problematic in many different ways. And we can get into that, but we're going to kind of, you know, tell you to go do your homework. So spike proteins are highly problematic and you have to understand what they're doing and why this is a manipulative piece that's out there. So she goes on to talk about that it may cause serious neurodegenerative diseases. And she cites studies, this guy by the name of Creutzfeldt and Jacob. And they talk about the human version of mad cow disease and the prion disease. And they talk about things like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and ALS and so forth and so on. And all these horrible, crazy neurodegenerative diseases are out there. The SARS-CoV-2 spike protein also appears to be a prion protein that may, in fact, trigger some of this. And this is projection. Okay. Understand what I'm saying? That is a projection. So you're going to get people out there saying this is bull. It doesn't happen. So long-term neurological damage, Dr. Senef said, should be expected. Should be, is to be expected. And there's characteristics. My friends, this is something that we have to take seriously. When we come back after the break. We need to have 2 hours to really go through all this. I'm going to give you some steps that if you have been vaccinated, things that you can do to help yourself. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. I'll be right back.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, as you do every Sunday at 11 a.m. on the Eastern Seaboard. Thank you for your attention to us, and we appreciate all of you who find us from other places, and particularly our men and women in the military. Don't know how you do it, but thank you for listening, and we salute you for all that you've done for us. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have this platform. I wouldn't have the ability to tell you the things that I tell you. Want to go on with the program just a little bit. Again, I wish I had 3 hours to share everything that is coming out right now. Many of you are saying, oh my God, this, you know, there was a lot more behind this than what we were told initially. And the truth of it is, that's probably the truth. But having said that, there's a lot that you can do to help yourself. Even if you've had the vaccine or you've been exposed to people who were vaccinated, you know, that viral shedding is something, in my opinion, that's significant based on all the data that I've seen that's out there. So, you know, we talked about a little bit about shedding, you know, from the vaccine, but we're also talking about exposures, you know, for people who've had the vaccines and so forth. So, there's a process that is natural in the body, and it has to involve with something called senescence in autagraphy. And that's what happens when cells are destroyed and break down. And it's the removal. Autagraphy is the removal of damaged proteins within the body and the cells. And one of the things that you can do is to fast, and minimally of 12 hours, but you know, our doctors will put people on fast for anywhere from 1 to 3 days, you know, with fluids, a little bit of green teas and things like that. But there's a process. Things that we use will load up with something called NAD during the actual time of the fast. We'll use something that will actually help this autagraphy, and then we'll end up with something called mTOR, which help regenerate your stem cell production. So you're creating new tissue, so your body will help yourself. So it's something that you can do from a little bit or a lot. And, you know, we usually try to get them to do at least a 48-hour fast, you know, through our nutrition department. Our doctors can do other things, making sure the neurological system is firing the way it's supposed to, making sure your energetic is up the way it's supposed to. If you have a sauna, particularly an infrared sauna, will help as well. It upregulates heat shock in proteins, makes a big difference. Heat shock proteins work by refolding the proteins that are misfolded, meaning they've put together the wrong way, and also they tag a damaged protein, and so we can get rid of them. That goes back to the process of autagraphy and senescence, right? You want to avoid all processed vegetable oils, every one of them, which means eliminating virtually all processed foods that are out there. You should be eating organic, natural, free-range, unadulterated stuff. Seed oils are also likely to contain glycophosphates. Remember I said Roundup in the beginning of the program. And it's heavily used on crops across the board. It's important to avoid glycophosphates across all food. It's going to cause not only problems with this, but a potential for cancers and neurological degeneration and the like. We want to make sure you get out in the sun, you know, and if nothing else, you know, make sure your vitamin D levels where it should be. That sweet spot is 60 to 80 nanograms per milliliter. That's where it should be. Make sure you get it done. Do what you need to do. Contact the doctors at the Rozelle Center for Healing. They will help you. They'll do everything they can to protect you. There's lots that you can do to make a difference. Let them help you. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. Remember, I'm here for one reason. It's because I love you. See you next week.